Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They look because they weren't that deep. We play fast. We had great guard play. I thought we could guard their guards. They had one ball handler. I thought we could do a pretty good job. So, and I mean, they've been through a lot of controversy. I thought they've done an unbelievable job. They won 8 out of their last 9. The only one they lost was when Trier didn't play and Coach Miller wasn't coaching. So they've been rolling. I just didn't think I watched enough Pac-12 games to last myself for about 5 years. But there's nobody puts any kind of ball pressure on them. So we've got two of the best defensive guards in the country, and Carruthers and Jordan. I thought they'd come out and pressure them. Let's see if they can get the ball to the 2 7-footers with the guards having to handle pressure all night. And, you know, they got it to them enough, but not enough to beat us. So, I mean, if you look, I mean, Ayton had 14 and Ristic had 16, and they were 312th in the country in percentage of points coming from three, so we wanted to make them shoot a lot of threes. We were fortunate that they shot 2 for 18, and some of that was due to us, and some of that they just missed. So, you know, that's a great program that Sean's built, unbelievable program. So to get a win over a program like Arizona, that just speaks volumes to our guys. And I mean, Wes and Jeremy kind of carried us through the MAC tournament. This is the third team All-MAC selection. I don't know if supposedly there was 5 better point guards in the MAC than him. So the other coaches, I guess, didn't want to give him a first team. And Jeremy's a second team All-MAC guy. So apparently there's 5 players better than him in the MAC. And then CJ was first team. CJ struggled a little bit in the MAC tournament. I told him this afternoon, like, CJ, it's statistically impossible for you to have another bad game because you're too good of a player. So, like, you're going to get this thing rolling tonight. He came out, hit a big three right out of the gate. Jeremy and Wes got going right away, and shoot, I felt good right after that. And we had to shore some defensive stuff up and get the turnovers down. Once we got that taken care of, I felt pretty good with it. I felt great at halftime. Like, if you look, we had 9 turnovers at the half. I told them if we quit turning the ball over, we'd be up 10 right now. We quit turning the ball over. We only had 1 in the second half, and we got a pretty good win.
All right, let's direct questions to Wes Clark, Jeremy Harris, and C.J. Massenburg. Start right here.
I guess this is for all three. I'll ask you, Wes. I mean, did you guys obviously were confident, but did you feel a little bit like people didn't understand how good this team really was?
Definitely, you know. With us being a MAC team, it's easy to look at us as, you know, a team that can't compete with a high major or a team that got, you know, 4 or 4 NBA prospects that we wouldn't be able to compete. But we knew deep down, we watched enough film, looked at things, and, you know, got our confidence right overnight, you know, that we could play with these guys and came out and play hard.
Question for you, Jeremy. I mean, it was very back and forth in that first half, but you guys just took over in the second half. I think a 26 run I counted. I mean, what were you guys just doing during that run to just really get some separation from them?
I have to give a credit to our coaches because they gave us a great scouting report, and we just followed it for the most part and just did what we've been doing all year. I don't think much changed in this game, and that's it.
This is for all three of you. You guys came out shooting incredibly in the second half, shot 64.3% from 3-point. How do you explain how you shoot that well from 3-point?
Wes, let's start with you.
Okay. I think it was simple, man. You just making shots no matter who's out there. You know, if we can get the same open looks as we take in the MAC, it's the same kind of shot. It's still a basketball rim. It's still, 23 feet, 18 feet? Is it 18 feet?
It's 19.9, I believe. 20 feet. Just rounded off.
It's the same 20-foot three-point line. So, you know, we just try to have that same confidence and then worry about exactly who was on the defensive end.
Jeremy?
We've been putting in work all year. Times after practice, we always stand after practice, before practice, late at night, just shooting, getting up shots. I mean, this week, since we've been here, we've been in the gym late at night. We had a shoot around this morning, just getting up, same shots we've been shooting all year, like Wes said.
CJ?
The reason why we shot so well is just shows what type of program we have and what type of guys and coaching staff we have in our program. We're very hardworking guys, you know. Ever since we've been here, we got here early just to get in the gym more, get up more shots, get used to the altitude and stuff like that. We just been staying at it. As soon as we got off the plane, went to the hotel, went to go get shots. We just stayed with it, and you just keep pounding the stone, it's eventually going to reward you.
Okay, for the three as well, welcome to the NCAA tournament. When you started, you had a small section of Buffalo fans, small section of Arizona fans, and then as it started picking up in the second half, you had about 10,000 fans rooting for Buffalo. So just talk about what that felt like and how that motivated you guys.
CJ, let's start with you.
Oh, man, it felt amazing. I noticed it at first. When we first got there, we made a couple shots. We heard our Buffalo fans, and then at the end of the game, we went on a run and started making shots. The whole arena started erupting. It felt amazing. So I guess with the handsome comment that Wes Clark made, I guess they thought we was handsome, and they got behind us.
Jeremy?
Yeah, same thing CJ said. We had a little section, and then by the end of the game, it seemed like we was in alumni arena in Buffalo. So,
Mr. Good Looking?
Man, you know. It's just the same feel, man. We just took it one play at a time, man. You know, everybody likes a nice, hardworking team, so we just embrace that and try to play as hard as we can.
Guys, one of the Greg Moore, Arizona Republic, good to meet you all. One of the things I noticed about your style of play was just really relentless. You knew exactly what you wanted to do, and you just stayed with it. Where do you get that? Because Arizona made a nice little comeback. I think they were down 2. Going into halftime, and they came right out after half. CJ, you hit a 3, and then you guys, they went in a little bit, but then you guys just sort of took over from there. So where do you get the relentlessness from?
Go ahead, bro.
No, you got it.
I got it.
Go ahead. Man, it's just a man. It comes from the man at the end of the table. He's a relentless guy, you know. He has the utmost confidence in all of his players, and even the game plan, you know. We just came in feeling like, you know, we belong there. We belong at this stage. You know, he's not scared of anything, and he puts that into us, and then we just follow his lead. He's a very relentless person.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. Coach O's probably the most competitive coach I ever played for, and he let all his players just go out there and play their game. You know, if you're a three-point shooter, he wants you to shoot threes every time. If you're a driver, drive it. Spray the ball out to the three-point shooters. Credit to Coach Oates.
We'll take 2 more questions for student athletes first, right back here.
Jeremy.
Oh, man, it feels good. Yeah, like you said, we came here 2 years ago. We felt that we could have got that one. That one kind of came down to, like, the last 4 or 5 minutes. We just kind of carried over that experience, you know. We did get up on Arizona, like, maybe 6 or 4, something like that. And we said we got to put our foot on the gas pedal, and we just carried that experience over to here.
Jeremy?
Me and Wes, my roommate on this trip, we was talking late last night. I'm not going to tell you the time because Coach O's might get mad. But we couldn't sleep because we were so excited to play. And it's amazing. March Madness is amazing.
Man, we just, man. We know about this. You know, this is a great opportunity for us. So, you know, we watch it on TV every year. So just for us to be in this type of predicament was just a great opportunity. We just wanted to embrace it. We couldn't even sleep.
Well, Coach, you mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Turn the mic back up.
I seen that ex-President Barack Obama, he picked Arizona to beat us. And I just want to say, President Obama, I'm sorry, but I had to.
Should have chose the handsome guys.
Congratulations, guys. We've got time for a few questions for Coach Oates. We'll start right here.
Well, Coach, you mentioned it yesterday. Did anyone go through a table and celebrating, or is anyone planning on going through a table? Or?
Go search it on Twitter. I'm sure somebody has by now. You be naked guy, maybe. Our big fan back in Buffalo probably went through a table.
C-
Coach, John Huang, NOLA Media. I confess, I haven't really watched your team play a whole lot this year. Do they usually play with that amount of effort and intensity? And if so, how in the world did you lose 8 games during the regular season?
Well, so it's a good, great question, really. So Wes Clark transferred from Missouri. We didn't get Wes eligible until second semester. So we lost 5 of them non-conference, 3 of them without him. And we were down to 7 scholarship players. So one of the guys that came in at the end, we had to pull off the football team, Dominic Johnson, because we didn't have enough players. So it wasn't like we had bad losses. We lost to Cincinnati, South Dakota State, who everybody saw play here, who's a pretty good program. And then when we got Wes back, we were up 1 at Syracuse and ended up losing it, but that was his first game in 22 months. And then we had to fly to Texas A&M. It was like the travel day from hell. And we were still in that game with 3 minutes to go and lost that. So we didn't have bad losses. And we lost to St. Bonaventure, who's playing, they were playing tonight. I don't know if they won or did they win or not. Oh, they lost. They're a pretty good team too. So we didn't lose a bad team. And then we got in conference. Like conference play sometimes, like we had some injuries. Carruthers missed a month and a half with a stress fracture, and he's basically just been playing in games. So I can't. We shot 11-26 at the free throw line in one game. I mean, that's hard to win doing that. But we do play that hard all the time. Like we've kind of given ourselves a blue collar mentality. We give out a hard hat after every game. We've got charges are worth the most points, floor dives, loose balls, deflections. We tally up the whole thing and give this hard hat out to whoever wins the blue collar points, we call them. So we've tried to instill that. I think we were 7th in the country in scoring, but we score off our defense. So we keep preaching defense, defense, defense. It was pretty good tonight.
We just have time for one more question right here.
You talked yesterday about some of your ideas of how to slow down DeAndre, but talking about it and doing it are two completely different things. Are you at all shocked of how well you guys were able to slow him down and almost made him look like a normal human being at points?
No, because our bigs do a great job front, and their guards had never seen ball pressure like our guards can do. So, look, he's really good, but you can take a big out of a game in college. Like, it's not that hard. There's no 3 seconds in the lane. You can pack a guy, sit right behind him the whole time. So you can do it. You can't take a guard out. Like you can't take Wes Clark out of the game. So the thing was, if Trier got hot, Jackson Cartwright caught fire, we were going to be in trouble. We knew that they were going to have to miss some threes, but we knew we could take – it's not like we don't have guys with size. I mean, we've got 6'10", 6'8". Jeremy's long. He guarded a 7-footer pretty well, but he's got length. So I might be a tad surprised with how well it went, but no, you can. We've been able to take bigs out all year with how we play that way.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.